Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Earth's largest space telescope, Hubble, is facing one of its most serious malfunctions in decades. The 30-year-old telescope, which is renowned for its research and innovation that it provides for NASA, is now on its last legs. And while the race to fix Hubble is slow and steady, what happens if this is the end for Hubble? Well, with me now to discuss all of this is Francis McCarthy, astronomer and education officer at Blackrock Castle Observatory. Francis, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us what happened with the Hubble telescope and why is it so important?
Well, this is it. So poor old Hubble. It's a 30-year-old telescope and unfortunately it has stopped working. The science instruments are fine. The mirror is fine. So it's a standard telescope. It has a mirror. It has a tube. It's just 550 kilometers above the surface of the Earth in space. So it gets fabulous, amazing views of the cosmos. Unfortunately, it's not writing to memory in the way that it should. So the data that is sloshing around inside the electronics, which were designed in the 1980s for a telescope that was launched after it should have been, it was delayed due to the shuttle problems in the 80s. So it was only launched in 1990, but the hardware is very much of the 80s. One part of that hardware has stopped functioning.
Okay.
It stopped in June. Now, it has stopped before this. It had a gyroscope problem a few years ago, and they kind of scratched their heads and switched over to backup. So there's lots of backup systems. But every time they're trying to switch it in the last month, it's got the same problem. So it's one of those really tricky engineering challenges of, okay, is it this? What would we expect? Let's try this. Okay, next on the list, let's try it. And the head has said, look, there's no rush. It's a 30-year-old telescope. We're only going to get maybe another 5, possibly 10 years out of it. And if we rush this, we could break it completely.
And what happens if that happens? If it's broken in while then, people are trying to fix it, or if it's unfixable?
If it's unfixable, it will eventually reach the end of its life. That too many things will break, and there's no intention to send another servicing mission. This telescope is a little bit higher in space than the International Space Station. There aren't any space shuttles anymore, so there's no intention to send humans to do stuff to it, which has happened in the past. There's been 5 trips of astronauts training, practicing, rehearsing, and then going up and doing spacewalks and tinkering with it and fixing it and swapping parts out. So the backup computer that they're trying to swap over to got installed in 2009 with the 1980s technology because there was no point in upgrading it and then it wouldn't actually talk to the other bits that were there. So they're not going to fix it. So the options are when it's space debris and junk in orbit is how to get it down where it will burn up in the atmosphere or possibly attach a rocket to it and push it into a higher orbit so it's not in that useful bit of space that we want to keep clear for the useful satellites.
Sounds like glittering.
Mm.
We shouldn't be littering.
I know, it's more space debris. But
it
remember,
is more.
This,
we discussed that, Francis, and we know that's bad.
We did, but this was launched in 1990 before there was really a what are we going to do? I mean, the plan originally was that it would be picked up by the space shuttle and brought back down. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there's no more space shuttles. And it's really an amazing telescope. It's produced unbelievable images of the most distant objects in the universe.
Really? Can you give us an example before we let you go?
There's an amazing tiny red blob, which has everybody all excited because it is 13 billion light years away. At least that's how far it was when the light left it 13 billion years ago, and that light's been traveling across space to us for the last 13 billion years.
Do we have any idea what it is, the tiny red blob?
It's a galaxy. It's a little tiny baby galaxy formed just after the universe formed. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Francis, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for joining us. As Francis McCarthy, astronomer and education officer at Blackrock Castle Observatory.